There you go. Thank you.
I got to tell you, I've been like trying last night. I'm like, what am I supposed to share? And I got to tell you, Father wasn't going to let me go until I came correct with him. And like Jay, I'm not too proud of you. You think you're going to get up in the morning and share my word without coming to me correct? You got another thing coming. Now, I'm not going to let that one single thing come to you until we get things right here. And I'm like, man, what's going on? And I had to say, I'm sorry, Father. I haven't been the child of God, a representative of you the way I should have been this week. And not that I did something morally wrong. I'm just saying, if I'm to be the man of God called to share his word, I need to be above reproach. And so so this morning's word is titled Tearing Down or Building Up. And if you turn your Bibles to Romans 15:2, it says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. Heavenly Father, I'm just asking for your anointing this morning on what I am to share. May I share not from JR's perspective, but what you would have me to share. That would come from your word, because your word is true. It offers us wisdom. And so, Father, let us this morning drink from that cup. In your name I pray, amen. I think it goes without being said, if you listen to the news and the podcasts and other social medias, especially during this season, all right, one can become discouraged because everywhere you turn, people are tearing down integrity, truth, purity, honesty, respect, and hope. The Apostle Paul talked about this. Is this in 2 Timothy 3:1-4? But I want to talk to you about something better. I want to talk to you about the word edification. The word edification. The word edification is a term that is made up of two words. It comes from the first word okios, or okos, which means the house, and the other word is domeo, which means to build. It is often used in the Bible as a literal process of building the house. The Bible tells us that just like a building is built up, we must build up the body of Christ externally through sharing the good news, evangelism, and internally by building up the body. We must build the body of Christ through how we function with one another, how we treat one another, and how we encourage one another. When we walk out into this world, in this environment, the people are pro-Jesus. I'm just telling you. And they're not only not pro-Jesus, but they're not pro-Jesus followers. You go against a world that doesn't accept
His word. His standard of living.
Not mine. Not yours. His standard of living. You come into a setting like this. At the end of a long week, you come into a setting like this to gather together, to be encouraged, to get sharpened, backed up. According to 1 Corinthians 3:9, the slide's not going to show up. We are God's building. We build up again externally through sharing and inside encouraging one another. So how do we do that? How do we build up one another? First, five points here. And so edification is not about yourself. It's about the saints. 1 Corinthians 10:3 says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Yeah, it might be legal to do something. That doesn't mean that it's profitable to do. I read of a pastor who, because times are changing, he came in on a Saturday, and the praise team was there, and he was looking at them, and he's like, man, they're all like giddy and laughing and everything. And he's like, what's going on with you all? And then he's like, you guys have, he starts smelling, and he's like, have you guys been smoking dope? Have you all been smoking marijuana? Like, you know, that's what I hear people do when they're stoned or under the influence. I guess that's a word, stoned. He said, are you guys stoned? And they're like, yeah, we've been smoking. He's like, well, what are you doing? You're the praise team. What are you doing coming up here like that? Well, pastor, it's legal. We're over 21. So what's the big deal? It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Just because it's lawful, it's the right thing to do. It's important to learn to build ourselves up. But when we see, though, the word edification in the Bible, the major emphasis is on the bodies of building up others. I am called to build you up. In the same token, you are called to build me up. We can become experts of tearing one another down and criticizing each other. Yep, but we're supposed to build one another up. Why is it so that this we can find it so easy to tear somebody up instead of encouraging someone? 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to others who hear. We need to quit beating each other up. Quit beating each other up. It is not what you profess, it is what you pursue. If I were to ask you today, how many of you are builder-uppers and how many of you are tear-downers? I would venture to say that everyone would say, oh, I'm definitely a builder-upper. But see, for one to build someone up, it takes work at doing that. One might be amazed how easy one can get into a conversation with associates, friends, family members, and later realize how sarcastic or critical one was of someone. It's easy to say offhand things offhand and tear people down. I'm just being honest. You can do what you want to. I'm just being honest. I had to go to him about that. Romans 14:19 says, So let us pursue what makes for peace, for mutual upbuilding. We have to intentionally do it. It just won't happen accidentally. It's amazing how we can go to the negative so quick. You ask anybody in the military, when they travel from one place to the other, when they go to a foreign country, do they learn to say, hello, how are you doing first? No. They learn how to say the bad words first. I'm not kidding. But why are we learning the bad stuff? We have to be intentional. It takes structure. It takes intentionality to learn the good thing. And the intentionality of doing the good thing is a lot better than the other. You have to be intentional about doing good and lifting one another up. Next point. It's not about how much you know. It's about how much you care. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Knowledge puffs up, love builds up. There's this old adage that says, no one cares about how much you know until they know how much you care. Huh? People don't care how smart you are. I mean, they don't care that whether you've got degrees and your master's and how many courses and how you did in seminary. What they want to know is they want to know your heart. Because your heart speaks volumes. They're like, you know what? That guy there, he doesn't know all the books of the Bible in order, but I tell you what, I don't care. Because this person loves me. And people will see that. They will see your love first. That's what matters. It's not about your gifts. It's about your goals. I believe everyone has a spiritual gift. Maybe some of us were trying to figure out what that spiritual gift is, right? But I believe everyone has a spiritual gift, whether it's wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. I don't know what gift you may have or gifts you may have, but I for sure that if you're a child of God, you possess one of those. Once you know what your gift is, don't forget what it's building. What it's for building, that gift is for building someone else up. All right? 1 Corinthians 14:26 says, what then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. granted, it's good to have that spiritual gift, and that's, but that shouldn't be lost in the fact on whether you are using it for what, where it counts. I kind of mixed that up, all right? Don't be confused. Okay, yeah, I have the gift. Yes, I have that gift of discernment. That's good, but don't let that override the fact that you have to use that gift of discernment. If God gives you that gift of discernment to be able to say, oh man, there's something going on with you. So how do I go up to you and say, what's wrong with you? Not like that, maybe. But maybe sometimes it's like, man, I can see something with you. Something is going on. And I'm not going to let you go until we talk. It's one thing to have the gift, but if you're not using it, it's a waste. And it doesn't encourage, and it doesn't build up the body. The last one. It's not about your wisdom. It's about His Word. Acts 20:32 says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. How do you get built up so you can build somebody else up? How do I get built up so I can build somebody else up? I'll give you one guess. I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count. It's His Word. It's not life according to JR. It's His Word. My friends, this book, we've got to read it. I've said it before. It does no good for it to sit there and be a high-speed poster on your nightstand. Some of you are laughing. You know, I need to wipe off my Bible. If you're just using His Word for a coaster, then oh my. If you're not in the Word of God, I can almost promise you, you are experiencing being torn down by others. You are in a process of probably tearing down others if you're not in His Word deep. Because if you're in His Word deep, you're not going to be about tearing somebody else down. You're going to be about reading His Word. I was reading John 5. I'm on that schedule like most of you are, you know, going through the year and reading that, had that Bible app, YouVersion, all right? And I was reading John, that first chapter of John. And I know I've read it before, but man, this time when I read it, I'm like, oh man, are you kidding me right now? Jesus is putting Satan in his place, right? And I'm like, oh, go ahead. The Word of God is the fuel to help you and I be builders. Let me ask you a question. What does Jesus want you to do this week? What is He asking you to do? I think He wants us to be builders. He wants you to be edifiers. He wants you to commit, to be committed to the body. Let me just say this. I need you. I need your help. I need your encouragement. And I can't help but think that We need that from one another. Ask God this week how, first of all, to build you up through His Word. Ask Him, Father, I've got this gift. This gift you have given me, how can I use it this week? And I would say, be bold. Don't have that spirit of timidity. Say, I've got this gift. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it to build up my brothers and sisters, because I don't know exactly where they're at right now. They might be in a hard spot. Hello? Hello? Heavenly Father, this morning, I am surrounded by a crowd of saints. Nothing more, nothing less than that. They're saints. They're followers. They're children of yours. And so, Father, I just want to pray for each and every one of them, those who are here in this room, those who are listening to us online. I want to pray that they would be encouraged this week. And that anytime they feel less than that, that they would have the strength to say, help. Whether they're 8, 18, or 80, that they'd give, they'd say, hey, I need help. I need someone to listen to me. I need someone to speak God's word into me. I pray that this week that we would be just encouragers. In your name I pray. Amen.